Welcome to the Narration by George podcast, the podcast on audiobooks, spiritual ideas, and other items of interest. I want to take a break from the look at audiobooks I have available to ask a question. The Apostle Paul writes in Philippians chapter 3, verse 10, I want to know Christ and experience the mighty power that raised him from the dead. As we approach the celebration of that mighty power this coming Sunday, how do we, as Paul says, experience the mighty power that raised him from the dead? Well, let's start by looking at the idea of power. What do you think of when you think of power? Is it the power of an individual as the executive of a company, or the ruler of a land, or an official in the government? Perhaps you think of arrest powers of the police. Those are human powers, not at all like the power that raised him from the dead. There is the power of nature. We watch a storm brew and think of power. We see waves rolling in on the beach and think of power. We've seen the results of unharnessed power in the devastation of a hurricane or tornado, but we also see that we can harness the wind or the water to create another kind of power for use in our civilization, electricity. Electricity is a power that we can manage and harness and measure. So 220 volts comes into my house to power the various equipment there. This is multiplied millions of times across the USA and indeed around the world. Such power is even used in the world of medicine. A patient may need an electrical shock to restore an appropriate rhythm to their heart. We've all seen movies of shocks, power, being applied to start a stopped heart, although my reading tells me that this may not be exactly accurate. So power does a great many things for us. Unharnessed raw power might destroy, as in a tornado or hurricane, but harnessed and controlled power benefits our lives in lots of differing ways. As wonderful as these powers are, the power of Jehovah to raise Christ from the dead is even more wonderful. Think about what it would take to raise someone from the dead. A body that is not functioning, in this case for 3 days, is now a living, breathing, functioning being. Whole systems have to be restarted. The heart must start beating. The pulmonary must start supplying oxygen. The muscles must begin contracting and releasing. The brain must begin firing impulses to make everything happen. And yet we see in the gospel several times where Christ brought someone back from the grave. The ultimate example is God bringing Christ out of the grave. The question is, how do we harness that power? Isn't that what Paul is asking? I want to know Christ and experience the mighty power that raised him from the dead. Paul doesn't leave us hanging there and trying to answer his question. In other writings, Paul addresses this very topic. First, he tells us that the power of resurrection means new life. Paul, in his discourse about the resurrection to the Corinthian church in 1 Corinthians 15, writes this simple but profound statement. Just as everyone dies, because we all belong to Adam, everyone who belongs to Christ will be given new life. That's verse 22. In other words, we all have to die since the sin and curse of sin brought to us by Adam. But in Christ there is a new life, a resurrection, if you will. In fact, he goes on to talk about the resurrection that will occur when Christ returns. But I want to suggest to you that there is a resurrection before that time that can happen in this life. And we experience the power of that resurrection in baptism. Again, Paul discussed this idea of resurrection when he talked about baptism in Romans 6. Listen to his words. Or have you forgotten that when we were joined with Christ Jesus in baptism, we joined him in his death? For we died and were buried with Christ by baptism. And just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glorious power of the Father, now we also may live new lives. Since we have been united with him in his death, we will also be raised to life as he was. Baptism is shown to be a picture of the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. We join him in his death, we are buried in the water, then we are resurrected just as he was. So we live new lives. In a new life, we are changed, empowered to be different people. We are resurrected. No wonder Peter would write in 1 Peter 3, verse 21, "Baptism which now saves you, not by the removing of dirt from your body, but as a response to God from a clean conscience. It is effective because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ." And we continue to experience the power of resurrection through the Holy Spirit. Again, listen to Paul in his writing from Romans 6. "For when we died with Christ, we were set free from the power of sin. And since we died with Christ, we know we will also live with him. But now that he lives for the glory of God. So you also should consider yourselves to be dead to the power of sin and alive to God through Christ Jesus. Do not let sin control the way you live. Do not give in to sinful desires. Do not let any part of your body become an instrument of evil to serve sin. Instead, give yourselves completely to God, for you were dead, but now you have new life. So use your whole body as an instrument to do what is right for the glory of God." But Paul was a practical man, recognizing that this is difficult. In chapter 8 of Romans, he writes, "The Spirit of God, who raised Jesus from the dead, lives in you. And just as God raised Christ Jesus from the dead, he will give life to your mortal bodies by the same Spirit living within you." That's verse 11. And he continues in verse 13, "And if through the power of the Spirit you put to death the deeds of your sinful nature, you will live." The power that resurrected Christ from the grave is the same power which lives in us today in God's Holy Spirit, the power that can direct and guide us to kill our sinful nature. If you don't have this power, do you want to participate in it? Let me urge you to pull out your Bible and spend some time with Jesus. Let his word guide you to an understanding of what Jehovah is seeking for your life. In the early days of the church, after the very first sermon that was preached by Peter, he was asked by the people, "What do we do?" Peter told them this, "Each of you must repent of your sins and turn to God and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. Then you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. This promise is to you, your children, and to those far away, for all who have been called by the Lord our God." That's Acts chapter 2, verses 38 and 39. Let God's word guide you in your next steps with Christ our Savior. Father, it is my desire that each of your people seek to live in the power of your Holy Spirit, that we will listen and discern your voice for your will for us. For those who don't have this resurrection power in their lives, may they seek your face in your word and learn of your glorious Son. In Jesus' name, amen. So those are my thoughts for today. This has been the podcast of Narration by George, the podcast of audiobooks, spiritual ideas, and other items of interest. Join us again next week when we'll again dive back into the world of audiobooks. Have a glorious, happy Easter Resurrection Sunday. Bye now. His name is Master.